Well, I think the game was in the balance, wasn't it? You know, our goalkeepers did a couple of good saves. I think first half they're better than us. And they're better than us because the Summers have not turned up really and wanted to do all the things that we pride ourselves in as a management team, working hard and being disciplined, having a real shape. So we had a word at half time, didn't need to shout at them, they knew as they walked in. We changed things, we changed the shape of the team. I think that got us in the ascendancy. We got the goal through some great play. 3-4 passes, great finish with Reagan. And then you know, the game goes end to end, didn't it? You know, where they could have scored and Chet makes a save or two, but equally, I don't know why we're not giving a penalty kick. I don't know why we're not giving a penalty. It was identical to Shrewsbury last week, where he's just Alex Jakubiak's just taken out in the box, and it's not given. That would have killed it and made it easier. But we don't kill ourselves. It's a tough place to come. John Coleman and Jimmy Bell were. Listen, I don't need to say any more about the job they've done. It's wonders. I'm the chairman, and so it's a good win for us. Yeah, I think some of his saves today were top class. I think the goalkeeper as well has made one or two smart saves as well. So, but Jack's made two or three saves at the right time. Now John will be disappointed they've not taken advantage of them. But I suppose the goalkeeper makes a name for himself by producing that. I just said to him at the end, he's deserved a clean sheet for a week or two, and poor defending in front of him has not allowed him to get that. But he did well today, but he's or the 10 in front of him did very well as well.
One of them being Mark Byrne, who made his 150th appearance for the club today, returning from suspension, and he did what Mark Byrne does, a fantastic midfield display.
Yeah, he was box-to-box, full of energy. I think the three of them, I think Alfie and Stuart as well, we weren't the most fluent in midfield today. But you have to match the energy that these have got. These have got an excellent four across the middle, especially in Clark and the other boy, McConville. They're exceptional, and I've said that many times. But the two boys in the middle, Finney and Keneally, is it? They're very good. I've seen them in midweek. I've seen them last week. They're very good. So, you know, but when you go toe-to-toe with them, I think the difference is when we got on top in that second half, you know, we got the goal and probably should have got a second.
Just finally, from me, it's the first away win of the season. We talked about ticking a few boxes a few games ago. You tick one today. You must be a very happy man.
Well, you can never tell in football. I had 8 at this time last season and a club record at Peterborough. So you can never tell what football bestows on you. But you know and I know some of their away performances have been very good. There's been too many draws, I think. Is it 5 or 6 draws? So too many.
I think 5, yeah.
And probably 90% of those games, there's no dispute that we should win the game. But we've come here a difficult place. We go back on the training ground on Monday. We'll make the long journey home. Thanks to every Gelling fan who's made the journey up. Horrendous conditions all around the country.
Over 200 yesterday. Today.
Yeah, incredible. You know, and you can see what it meant to every one of them as we come off. And this is a tough place to come. This is the toughest most in the league, if not the toughest. Well, I would assume you've got a lot of young listeners and you've got a lot of lady listeners, so I couldn't repeat what was said. But it wasn't very nice. But it wasn't a bit shouting and bawling. We just didn't turn up and work hard and be disciplined, and we didn't have a shape. And we looked, for us, we looked unorganised. And that's not been us away from home. We've been good. But we wrote it back up for them. We calmly went through it with them, and we said this is how we need to affect the game. This is how we need to have a passage of play to free up Reagan in good areas. And the boys were hugging me at the end, including the captain, were saying, well, that was the difference. We had that passage of play and found Reagan, and he finished it. You know. We've had to rely on a goalkeeper today with 2 or 3 smart saves. But I'm fed up watching other goalkeepers against us make their saves. So I'm pleased.